You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
FreezeMemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend. Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. You want a free roofing estimate? You can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond, presented by Flynn's Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Good Morning, Good Morning by the Beatles from their classic 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I got off to a sort of early start myself this morning, so I was sort of in the mood for a morning song. I think I like our downtown offices. I like being down here early in the morning. I got downtown at like 6:30, got a coffee, got in the office, did some writing. I walked myself over to the Edge District to meet someone else for coffee and walk myself back. On the way there, I was amid the flow of kids going into downtown elementary school. The weather was nice. People coming in and out of apartments around AutoZone Park. It was nice.
You are there at the Daily Memphian offices preparing to, we'll be cranked up pretty soon. People can go to dailymemphian.com and type in their email addresses and they will get everything. They will learn everything they need to know about subscribing to the Daily Memphian as we are at least finally nearing launch. So I look forward to it. But I wanted to ask you, before I get to any sports thing, I wanted to ask you, something horrible happened on Twitter, and it was this. You came out against chicken salad, and it has caused me to rethink everything I know about you and respect about you. You came out against chicken salad. This was because Matt Herdlicka, who is a very smart man, who writes about the Grizzlies and other things, and if you want to be a Patreon, you can support his page. He asked the fascinating question: what food do people? Does everybody like that you don't like? And I don't think it was you who originally said this, but the chicken salad, tuna salad, all the salad family were raised up as a category of things that everybody likes, and you joined in. You hate chicken salad.
Yeah, I'll clarify a little bit. I hate tuna salad in any form. I hate egg salad in any form. I hate potato salad if it is the traditional, like, bright yellow mustard mayonnaise goopy potato salad. Like, if it's, like, a lighter, dressing on a potato salad or some, like, you know, goat cheesy kind of thing, like, I'm okay with that. But I don't like the traditional, like, you know, backyard cookout, 4th of July, goopy yellow potato salad. Chicken salad of all of them is the most okay to me, but even then, like, I don't want a goopy cold chicken salad either. Like, if it's some, like, you know, fancy pants, you know, with grapes and nuts and, like, some kind of vinaigrette or something, like, I'm okay with that. And I'm not like, generally anti-mayonnaise as a rule. I think that's a too easy a thing that people jump on. I like mayonnaise in moderation as a flavor enhancer, say, on a sandwich. But I don't want, like, I don't want it, like, you know, gobs of it clinging to my food now.
I was going to ask if it was, because this would be absolutely easy to explain if you were simply anti-mayo. And then, of course, you would be anti any salad because there's
no one is actually anti mayo, even if they think they are. There's an article.
No, that's not
totally true.
People hate mayo.
But if you call it aioli, then they're okay with it, and it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's mostly the same thing, just different flavor.
It is absolutely. Are you anti mayo, Jeffrey? Jeffrey's making faces in here. Are you anti mayo?
I'm anti mayo, but weirdly, I like chicken salad. It's the only thing I can do with mayo.
My brother Tim Calkins, who is now a business school professor, but once upon a time he worked for Kraft, and he was brand manager for Kraft mayonnaise, and his wife hated mayonnaise. And trust me,
yeah,
Chris, she hated it.
Never had Dukes.
And she hated mayonnaise. And the worst part was that she, whenever they went to a party and it came up, what do you do? Oh, I work for Kraft. People love talking about mayonnaise. And so she was forced to listen to discussion after discussion, all of which turned her stomach about mayonnaise. I think mayonnaise is actually, mayonnaise is a pretty... There are a lot of people who hate mayonnaise, or at least say they hate mayonnaise. Don't you agree with that?
Right.
There's a lot of people,
sure.
Yes, who say they hate mayonnaise. Why tuna and egg salad more than chicken salad?
I think canned tuna is thoroughly disgusting in any form. Everything about it is repulsive to me in any usage at all. And eggs, I don't like cold eggs, period. Like, I like, you know, I like a good poached egg or over easy. I like a good, you know, crack a yolk. I like to put an egg on it. Like, I'm cool with all of that, but I don't like deviled eggs. And so I don't like cold eggs. I need my eggs to be hot, basically. I need my eggs to be hot and for the yolk to have some runniness in it.
Is there any canned meat that is not disgusting to you? In other words, is
canned meat?
Well, you said canned tuna. Is disgusting in all
its
forms.
Yeah, well, it's particularly disgusting because there's a smell component to it as well. I can't think of any canned meat that I would, like, willingly eat at this point in my life. No, I mean, maybe I'm forgetting something, but no. But I'll give you an even hotter take than all this.
Yes.
Jeff Calkins' show exclusive.
Yes.
on the same question, because the question was put out and different people responded to it, and a guy, Jonathan May, who I know, responded, like, the hottest of hot takes.
Yeah.
That the overrated food to him is the barbecue nacho.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of right about that.
Oh, come on! Why?
I think he's kind of right about that.
Why?
Because the fake nacho cheese goop is just a really bad foodstuff. It's one of the worst. There's no flavor to it. It's very minimal flavor. It's not real cheese. That's just a bad thing to consume.
It's why the Rendezvous uses Poncho's authentic Poncho's Memphis cheese dip.
Well, see, that makes it a totally different story when you're talking about that. But most nachos have, like, the nuclear cheese goop, and that's to me not a good thing to consume. I don't mean for health reasons. I mean, like, for flavor reasons.
Why don't you just move? Move to Europe somewhere. Like, just move out of America. Go ahead. Leave America.
I think
you
barbecue,
don't like cheese goop.
The height of barbecue is not in a nacho form. It is in a rib or a pork sandwich form. And so if I'm going to eat barbecue, I'll eat a barbecue nacho, but if I'm going to eat barbecue, I'd rather have, like, actual barbecue and not have it, you know, covered up in cheese.
It's funny. I'll tell you why I like all the salads and the barbecue nachos. Because I like...
Well, the salads, because you trick yourself and you're eating something light and healthy,
that's
right?
That's not why at all. I like goop. In fact, my highest form of food is goop. So,
okay.
And so I like...
You like just dumping ranch dressing on top of
stuff? No, but I like things that are sort of saucy and goopy and whatever. And so,
the buffalo wing.
And a... and therefore a no. But I like a sandwich that like drizzles, falls off your, you know, mess everywhere, thing falling off your hands. I really like messy food. That's what I like the best. And so there's a consistency here. I like chicken salad and I like tuna salad. I even went to the chicken salad chick the other day and voluntarily got chicken salad. I think I probably prefer barbecue nachos. I don't know. That's a hard one, to pulled pork. But I'll tell you what, if I had pulled pork, you know what I do? I dump barbecue sauce all over it. Like, I put more barbecue sauce on my pulled pork than any other human I know. What do you do with the sauce in a pulled pork sandwich? How much do you put on there?
I'm generally a dry rub guy on ribs, and I don't use sauce on good brisket. But I do definitely want sauce on a pork, you know, pulled or chopped pork sandwich. But I don't like to overload it with sauce to the point that you're covering up the meat. I like a good balance. So I don't go overboard on the sauce on a sandwich either.
I do think it is true that there are things. I actually had a hard time thinking of something that everybody likes that I don't like, because I like almost everything. The things that I don't like soft shell crabs. Well, lots of people don't like salt. Lots of people haven't had them, and if they've had them, they probably think they're disgusting, because they are.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And then another one is eggplant. Some people love eggplant, but a lot of people don't like eggplant, and I hate eggplant, and so that's another one. So I don't really have anything that everybody likes.
Yeah, the foods that I hate are more esoteric. Like, I hate capers. I can't eat capers on anything. And I hate rye bread to the point that I think I might be allergic to it.
Right.
I don't know medically that I'm allergic to it, but I feel like that might be true because my reaction is so strong. And I don't like raw onion unless it's, like, pickled. You know, I don't like the texture of
eating onion. See, Jeffrey hates onion, too. So, I think onion is a pretty common thing. Anyway, so on his list, people responded in en masse to this. Other things that everybody likes that these some people don't like. Okay, let me give you some of them. Pho. Now,
yeah, that's dumb. I can see how you would think it might be a little overrated, but I mean, come on. If it's cold outside, you know, it's also something not everyone's had. This is a Vietnamese soup. I think pho may be the correct pronunciation.
Is that true? But, okay, well, there you go. Fruitcake, but that's nobody likes fruitcake. That's ridiculous. Ramen.
Oh, you must be thinking about like the little ramen packs you get at the grocery store or whatever. Like a good ramen, and it's sort of hard to find. But like if you go to Lucky Cat Ramen, like here in Memphis and Midtown, like that's one of the best meals you'll have. Delicious.
Here's one that I can actually understand people hating. I don't, but I can understand that everyone loves it, and some people would hate it. Avocado/guac.
I love good guacamole, but avocado unadorned to me is pretty flavorless. And so the only, you know, if people want to put avocado on some BLT, like that's fine. Like I'll eat it, but I don't like seek it out. I make a pretty good chicken tortilla soup, I think. And I do like to chop up avocado to put into that as a garnish. But generally speaking, I have no interest in like avocado toast or whatever. But I love good guacamole.
Others on the list, foods that everyone loves that these people don't love. Oysters, but everybody doesn't love oysters, so I'm not going to.
No, oysters
that.
Are definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah, they're acquired. French fries. I don't really understand why anyone wouldn't like a French fry. I can understand why.
I mean, I can understand not liking a bad French fry.
Absolutely.
Like
but
it's soggy.
Right. That person, whoever said French fries, that's insane. If they don't like a good French fry.
A crisp, well-salted French fry is like beyond reproach.
There is no reason to not like a great French fry. That's exactly right. How about a sweet potato fry was listed on this list?
I think that's a good one. Sweet potato fries are, to me, is something that sounds like it should be good, but I'm always disappointed in them.
Right.
Because they don't crisp up, right? And so I thought that was a good one.
It's funny. They used to have them at whatever that restaurant is that looks like a gas station on Madison. What's that restaurant there?
It's Fuel now. Fuel. It used to be Hatley's Garage.
Okay. When it was Fuel, and then it went away for a while and came back, they used to have sweet potato to combine things. Really good sweet potato fries, but mostly because I could dunk them in aioli.
Like, there you go.
So there you go. Okay, wings. Wings was listed. Something everybody likes, but some people hate.
I think most people like wings.
I think most people
are we talking
like
the band or the food?
What?
Are we talking the band or the food?
No, we're talking the food. We're exclusively the... I think a lot of people didn't like Wings the band. But Wings the food, yes. Sushi, I can understand some people not liking sushi. And, right, can't you understand that, Chris?
Sure. sure. I mean, it's raw fish. I mean, that's a very acquired taste.
Right.
Three that I would throw out as two of them more sort of regional and one more universal, but I think a lot of people would sort of cite as potentially overrated things that I would agree are overrated. I think the Philly cheesesteak is an overrated regional food. I think the deep dish pizza is generally an overrated thing. Obviously hot chicken. But the other thing is hot dogs. I think hot dogs are gross.
We've melded two slightly different topics because overrated and hate is different. I absolutely agree that Chicago-style deep dish pizza is overrated. I would never say everybody likes it and I hate it. And so those are two. But I agree with that. A hot dog is so clearly inferior to a hamburger that it's not even, I mean, that's not preposterous. The idea that anyone would choose a hot dog over a hamburger, you should question. And a few more of these. Caesar salad, ice cream cakes, blue cheese, hummus, lasagna, hash browns, and muffins, which are just a poor man's cupcake.
Yeah, I saw the hash brown one, and I took offense to that because I think good hash browns are wonderful. And I think it's hard to find really good hash browns in Memphis. I think it's a very Midwestern diner kind of thing. Whenever I'm up in the Twin Cities every year, I seek out hash browns.
Okay. We have thereby ended this discussion. You don't like chicken salad, and that's fine. How does your family feel about chicken salad?
My wife's a big fan of chicken salad, and so, but that's not something
so it'll be in the house. You just don't.
I imagine she's been to the chicken salad restaurant
chicken
or whatever.
Salad chick, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very quickly, the big story in the news today is Urban Meyer and what should have happened to him, et cetera, and whatnot. I want to talk about it a little bit in the context of the NBA, because really at the heart of this is domestic violence. That is what is at the heart of it. And what's interesting is we have had a couple brushes with it, with the Grizzlies. Not much, but there have been a couple brushes with it, with the Grizzlies, which by and large, so one was James Johnson, right?
Right.
But that was after he was gone, essentially. Wasn't it the summer that he left?
Yeah, he was no longer a Grizzly when it happened, although it did happen in Memphis.
The other one was Hamed. And I think there were two somethings, and I think he returned after the first something. And then, of course, the big one nationally is Kobe. And I guess the question is this. Would Kobe be Kobe? Or would all that have done different, would have gone down differently if it were today?
Yeah, I think it would. Obviously, the Kobe thing was not like swept under the rug. It was a major story when it happened, and there was, you know, legal proceedings, et cetera. But I don't think it would have dissipated and gone away after the fact as easily if it had happened today. I think that is certainly true. You're dealing with a situation where, I mean, the magnitude of star he is, and there's at least some level of murkiness, although it seems pretty clear to me there was, misbehavior on his part, at the least. But there is at least some degree of murkiness about what happened there. I think, A, we should look at Kobe differently, period, now. But I think if it had happened now, then it would have colored his career much more than it actually did.
Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. When we come back, we will be joined by Doc Holliday. I got a lot of things to talk to Doc about. First, David Moore and the University of Memphis. Second, I saw another Memphis offensive lineman, high school offensive lineman, committed to Tennessee. And Mike Norvell has had great success recruiting, but he's had modest success recruiting Memphis. And I wonder what Doc's thoughts are on that. We're going to get his thoughts on the Tigers generally, on Penny Hardaway. Plus, he is involved with a big doubleheader, high school football doubleheader this weekend. We will talk to him about that as well. So Doc Holliday is going to join the show. when we come back. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got under 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really worked. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Does your small business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others? Nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get 75 megabit internet from Comcast Business for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you get two voice mobility lines. Offer ends 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. 2-year term required. Early termination fee applies. Requires subscription to 2 Comcast Business voice mobility lines at additional regular monthly rates. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FL EF 0000279. TN ACL 2006. AZROC 307346. CACSLV 1028256. ORCCB 199939. Call for details.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. And at this point, you should know, Danny Morrison Roofing is known as the home of the free roof. Danny's team has built a reputation for timely and professional roof repair and roof replacement with attention to detail, and they have the ability to work with insurance companies to make sure customers who qualify for a new roof can get one with no out-of-pocket costs. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in just one day. And if for any reason you're not completely happy with your roof, Danny and his team will ensure your complete satisfaction. If you want a free roofing estimate, you can get that right now. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Or visit him on the web at morrisonroofing.net. That's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Check him out on the web, morrisonroofing.net. That's morrisonroofing.net.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett-Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. Or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
Hello, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Being born and raised right here, I know there's more to Memphis than just our world-famous barbecue. That's why, in addition to our classic menu, Chef Craig Dorff created his Chef's Table. Enjoy dishes like filet mignon tacos, chili-rubbed redfish, or a 16-ounce dry-aged prime New York strip with herb butter. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today, or call me at 901-761-6200. Fleming's Steakhouse, the modern evolution of the classic steakhouse.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yesterday, someone said, "What? How do I? how do I get in touch with the Homes for Heroes thing? How do I do that? And I said, oh, well, I'll be glad to help you. Here's what you do. Go to the website, 901hero.com, 901hero.com, or call Jim and Faye Jones on Jim's cell, 901-444-1326, 901-444-1326. Or call the REMAX office, 685-6000, and ask for Jim and Faye Jones, and they'll plug in to the Hero program. And no wonder people were asking, because it's a no-brainer. If you are a teacher, if you work in healthcare, if you work in law enforcement, if you were in the military or are in the military, or if you are a fighter, firefighter, and you are in the market for a house, you're looking for a realtor, Jim and Faye Jones can help you with all of your realtor needs. And then in addition, they can hook you up with this Homes for Heroes program, whereby at the end, when you buy your house, you get back, as a thank you for your service, a Hero Rewards check. Now, you can either buy a house and not get a check, or you can buy a house and get a check. I myself would prefer to buy a house and get a check. If it's a $150,000 house, $1,050. $350,000 house, $2,450. So, yes, of course, someone was tweeting me and asking me about this, because it would be crazy not to. Again, go to the website, 901hero.com, 901hero.com, or call Jim Jones directly at 901-444-1326. Joined now by Doc Holliday. Doc Holliday, of course, sports director for Local 24 and CW30, former Memphis Tiger star himself. And he's got some interesting high school football stuff going on this weekend. I want to talk to him about Memphis football as well. But first, Doc, tell us about the you got a doubleheader, Cordova versus Southwind and Whitehaven versus Ridgeway. You will be televising on CW30, and you yourself will be providing the analyses. Is that right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. What's going on, Jeff? How y'all doing, man? And I love that that intro music, bro. That's that Tigers fight song, man. I appreciate that. But, yeah. Huge weekend, another huge weekend of high school football, week two, man. And, of course, for the second year, we're bringing the CW30 High School Memphis Football Classic we're going to air. Like you said, Cordova taking on Southwind, two powerhouse programs. And then you got Ridgeway taking on Whitehaven, another two powerhouse programs in the nightcap. So, man, really looking forward to that taking place at Hadley Stadium on Mount Moriah. So if you all can't make it down there, just sit at home in front of your TV, put it on CW30, and check it out.
Let me ask you this: when you think about great football moments that you enjoyed in your past, what do you think? What level of football was the most fun?
Oh man, you know what, Jeff? That's a great question, man. But the only reason I'm gonna say this, because it's a little sentimental, but I have to say, when I was playing for the Redskins, man, that's Pee Wee football, the Whitehaven Redskins,
really?
Man. Yeah, man. Only because you're so innocent right there, and you're trying to learn the game. And when I first started playing, man, I was actually an offensive lineman, because I knew about football, but I didn't really know the positions. I was like 7 years old, and I tried to play for the Whitehaven Oilers, who most of the guys in my neighborhood played for. But when I went to practice, I was too young, so I ended up going to finding out about the Whitehaven Redskins from a little kid across the street. And Byron Harris, he's the coach at Bellevue now. And Terrence Harris played at the University of Miami. Jason Harris coaches over there at Whitehaven. Their dad, Coach Terrence Harris, was the coach, man. So just an amazing opportunity, man, and an amazing program.
How old were you?
I was 7 when I started, man. And, you know, my mom died right before my 12th birthday. So that's why it was the most fun, because she was able to be there watching me play, man, and cheering and running down the sidelines and going off at some big kid, you know, hit me too hard, man. So, and a lot of people don't understand, Jeff, that's why not only is the Fairley and Whitehaven rivalry so big to me, it's back then it was the Whitehaven Redskins playing against the Whitehaven Cowboys, and a lot of those cats from the Cowboys went to Haven View, which I went to Lanier, then they went to Whitehaven where I went to Fairley. So, yeah, man. Pee Wee football, man. Whitehaven Redskins, Coach Terrence Harris, Coach Wells, man. Our greatest memories.
How much of that was, the memory you describe is incredibly sweet. How much of that is literally because that's when your mom got to watch you play football?
I mean, you know, majority of it, probably 85% of it, but also 15% of it is that, you know, I didn't know anything. You know, you just out there playing. You know, you're being taught. I didn't know, my first first game after they switched me from offensive lineman to receiver, I was catching the ball, man. I mean, I caught like three touchdowns, but I was catching the ball like you're giving somebody a big bear hug. I didn't even know how to catch the ball, but I was catching it. So just the innocence out there, man. You're just out there running around playing and having fun, man, and you don't have all these stresses and all this pressure, man, because after you get to junior high school and we won a championship at Lanier as well, man. I mean, the intensity level picked up, and then in high school it picks up even more. Then in college, that's a different world. And then in NFL, oh, that's a business. You better be about you better be about your business, or you're getting up out of there. So, yeah, man.
You still enjoyed. So basically, Pee Wee was the most fun. Then middle school after that, junior high. Then you still enjoyed college football, did you not?
Oh, man, I absolutely loved college football, Jeff. It's just once you adjust going from high school to that freshman year at Memphis State going to camp, once you get past those 3 weeks where you feel like crying and quitting and going home, after that, man, it's just an amazing experience, man, because from the ages of 18 to 21, 22, those are some crucial years. And you grow so much during those years physically and mentally and emotionally. And the guys that you meet during that time, that's why a lot of NFL and NBA guys be closer to guys they were with in college than they are in the pros, man, because the bonds and the friendships you build during those years when you're struggling, man, you're out there tour days and you're fighting with each other, you're fighting for each other. It was an amazing experience, man. I love playing for Memphis State, University of Memphis. The guys I met staying in South Hall, man, South Hall is still – when you say South Hall to a Memphis State football or basketball player, man, they immediately start smiling, man. So, because there's so many memories in South Hall. So, no, I love playing at Memphis, man.
There are a couple issues that have come up recently involving college football. And given that you played, I wanted to ask you about. One is the situation at Maryland. Now, everyone understands that, killing a kid is way beyond the pale, and if what there is alleged, which is that he was dragged from one drill to another after basically collapsing, and that they didn't call 911 for 45 minutes, if those allegations are true, those are unforgivable. But the stuff, the rest of it, the what was described as a quote unquote toxic environment, the making guys who are overweight stand up in front of the team and eat candy bars, the throwing barbells at or throw the weight coach throwing things at people, the whatever. There's sort of this question, and there's always been this assumption that for college football, it's a tough sport and you need to toughen people. And so you need to treat them with a borderline abusive sort of way. How much was that true of your experience, and how much do you think it is true? In other words, there are some people who say to complain about this stuff means we're getting soft.
Well, you know what, Jeff, man, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, man. What happened in Maryland is absolutely disgusting. What's happening at Ohio State right now is absolutely disgusting. There is no excuse to treat young men, young athletes, young women as well like that, man, because first of all, if a young man is playing football, Jeff, he's already tough because you got to be literally half crazy to play that sport. And that's the reality of the situation, and I didn't think that way until I actually got out of the football and just watched it as a fan, as a spectator. It's like, man, you got to be crazy to play that sport, but you're already aggressive and you're already tough, man. What they did at Maryland, man, that's murder, because there's never an excuse to treat a young athlete like that. And I know what they were trying to do. They were trying to run the dude, the young man off. They probably didn't want him there. They probably wanted to open up his scholarship, so they were trying to run him in the ground, hopefully to make him quit. But they killed the man, you know, and I see that a lot. But, fortunately, and seriously, when I was playing at Memphis, man, we didn't have that. We had the same kind of conditioning drills. He had to run the 110s. We had to run 110s. We had 16:40s. We had a 12-minute run. But we were never treated like that. If you failed, you just failed. You had to get up earlier than everybody else during training camp. And it wasn't Stobart stations. That was in winter conditioning. But you had to do extra conditioning. But we were never treated like that. We had water. Eddie Cantler took good care of us. Chuck Stobart made sure we were good. Now, the rest of the players, we're going to rag on you because you're out of shape. But we're not going to treat you like that, and we weren't treated like that. So what they did to him at Maryland, man, McNair, I mean, that's that's murder, man. And I hate to hear that. And I hate to see that. And for people to say, well, you got to be tough. Yeah, you got to be tough. But you're already tough if you're playing football, especially in college football, whether you're getting in the game or not, or just in practice, because it's aggressive and it's violent, man. And you have to be physically and mentally and emotionally tough. So when I saw that, man, I've seen situations like that. I was just sad. I was just sad, man, because they literally basically murdered that young man.
Don't you think there are too many coaches that do think, though, that they have to, quote, unquote, in? I love what you said. I remember the first time I was on the sideline of an SEC football game, and I'm like, holy, like, this is insanely physical, insanely violent. And yet I do think there are a lot of, let's be honest, I think there are a lot of high school coaches out there, and you probably see it more than I do, so tell me if I'm wrong, who think that they have to teach toughness by being borderline abusive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's the nature of that is that, you know, a lot of high school football coaches and college football coaches play football. So what did that tell you? If you got to be crazy to play football, I mean, you're still crazy once you start coaching. So you don't think about that. That becomes your norm. And at the same time, we expect college coaches. I don't know why we expect college coaches to have this high moral character when a lot of them just simply don't. They're in a sport to make millions of dollars. They can say they care. A lot of them can say they care about the players, but I guarantee you most of them don't. They just care about winning games and getting rich and getting loot. So a lot of them do think that, you know, I got to be abusive to make them tough. But a lot of times, most college coaches, though, who are successful, though, Jeff, they weren't any good in football, man. They couldn't make it to the NFL. A lot of them couldn't make it to a Division I-A team. So 9 times out of 10, I'm looking at this kid. It's a little jealousy. Even though I'm older, it's a little jealousy because I couldn't make it here. So if I couldn't make it here, how is he on this team even though I recruited him? You know what I'm saying? So you got all that. We want them to have a high moral character for what I understand they're leading young men, but most of them, not all, and I ain't going to say most of them, some of them, a lot of them, not all, really don't care about those young men to begin with. They just want to win games and get rich, man. So they expect them to do anything else to treat them with respect. And even in high school, I mean, a lot of high school coaches, though, they care more about their players than college coaches do, because high school coaches don't even get paid. They don't even really get paid about $2,000, man, for everything they do. So
talking to Doc Holliday, they will be on CW30, a doubleheader, Cordova versus Southwind, Whitehaven versus Ridgeway, and Doc will be in on that telecast. I gather you are not a fan. I will confess that I totally understood what David Moore did. You are not a fan, is what I've been able to perceive of his decision to leave the team at this moment.
No, and not trying to criticize the young man, because I understand being that age, because I know how I was thinking at that age, and I know how I felt at that age, because at one point, Chuck Stovall was the coach. I wanted to quit. Because of, I kind of shared it on Twitter. You know, my freshman year, he redshirted me up into the 9th game of the year. Played against Tennessee at Tennessee, 140 yards. Played against Louisville the next week, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Made Sports Illustrated, made Sports Center. Then I was benched against Alabama. Then Coach Stovall telling me, Doc, if you come back to 215 pounds, you're going to be my starting tailback my sophomore year. Bust my butt, come back, lose 10, 15 pounds, come back, right back at fullback, and I wasn't really getting in the game. So I wanted to quit, but I'm glad I didn't quit. And I did that for 2 years and came back my senior year. He wanted me to play fullback again when I was the only starter coming back my junior year. And I said, no, Coach, I ain't doing it now, because the only reason I played tailback because Larry Porter and Tweet Martin, we were such good friends, and those were like my brothers, so I didn't really mind giving up, you know, sacrificing for them. But when I came back, I was like, no, I'm the best here, so I'm not going to do it. And I wanted to quit, but I didn't. But I ended up, you know, in the NFL but the reason I say that, Jeff, is that as a young man, we don't understand, man. I know this now as an older guy, that God puts us in situations for a reason. And it's not always about being football, playing football or playing sports. David Moore is at Memphis for a reason. Either he's going to meet someone that he can help, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So he's looking at, and he's not even knowing that anything can happen. Man, you're one play from being on the field. You're two bad drives from being on the field. And That's my thing, is that I know everything happens for a reason as far as God is concerned, because I'm older now and I've been in those situations. I didn't quit one team my whole life, Jeff, and I still regret it. When I left the NFL, I went to the CFL. Hated it. I quit the first time playing for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. They convinced me to come back, quit again, because, you know, they had the rule where you can only play so many Americans, and I was starting. So as soon as I quit, even before I went there, the Rams offered me a 2-3 year contract, but I was impatient, so I jumped on the CFL contract and signed it. Then this comes, so I'm already going up there upset. So when I quit the CFL, for 2 years they kept me under contract. They wouldn't let me sign with the CFL, and they wouldn't let me sign with the NFL. And I had the Eagles trying to sign me, I had the Browns trying to sign, but I couldn't do anything. You know what I'm saying? So I know now that God sees a million steps ahead of us, man, but it's our ego. Our ego has us making decisions like that. David Moore's ego had him making a decision like that, and I wish him the best. But I just feel like he's making a mistake, because it's hard, already hard, being a melanated brown-skinned man in this world anyway. So you can't quit. When something's not going your way, you can't quit, man. You can't give up, because life is tough. And life is even tougher for guys that look like me and him. So to have that quitting mentality in your brain, I just wish somebody would sit down and talk to him, because you don't go through life like that, man. You don't quit because things not going your way, because it's going to be tough for him. It's tough for all of us. So that's why. Not criticizing him, just criticizing the decision, but I know where his mind is at that age, man, because, you know, I kind of felt like that too. But I'm able to look back into the future. But cats his age, they can't look. I mean, I'm able to look back in the past, but cats his age can't look into the future, because they just can't, man. So that's why I took that approach and took that stance to it.
Just to play devil's advocate, Brady White could have stayed at Arizona State and competed for a job, and he decided to come to Memphis. Did he quit Arizona State?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yes, exactly. It's the same thing. So who's and my whole thing is that, Just say Brady White comes in and throws for 3,000 yards this season. I hope he does. And 30 touchdowns. We're looking at it on a football level. But see, I'm looking at it on a whole different level, because I've lived it and I've experienced it. So we'll be like, okay, Brady White throws for 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns. Or if David Moore transfers and throws for 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns at his next gig, oh, he made the right decision. We're looking at it on a football level. I'm looking at it at a whole different level, because, I mean, I'm just living proof of that. So, yeah, if you want to flip it, yeah, Brady White did quit Arizona State and came here. It's the same thing. It's the same situation.
Why does Mike Norvell's obviously done a fantastic job here, raising the level of the program, raising the level of recruiting, raising the level of excitement. He's been unbelievable.
Yep.
And yet, when I look around Memphis, you see recruit after recruit after recruit deciding to go, particularly in Memphis. Like, it's weird. He can recruit in Nashville. He can recruit whatever. And then most recently, Melvin McBride from Whitehaven decides to go to the Vols. I don't blame anyone from deciding to go to the Vols.
Yeah.
But what accounts for – he's made some progress in Memphis, obviously. But maybe I bet not as much as he would like. Why?
Well, because in Memphis, man, you have generation after generation after generation. A lot of those people's parents, they weren't Memphis football fans. They were Memphis basketball fans. So that's all they've been hearing about another school, SEC. That's all they watch, SEC. And it's I guarantee that's what it is, because I know I've been around those dudes. I've been around a lot of these coaches. A lot of these coaches are really not Memphis football fans. They're not. They're fans of individual players who play for Memphis. But their allegiance and their alliances lie elsewhere, and that's what they hear. And that's what you see on television all the time. Even ESPN training camp with the Tide. Man, they promote those schools and promote these programs and promote these conferences so much, you get programmed. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. I want to go there because they're on television all the time. And you right here in Memphis, even though the program is doing well, somebody, more than one person, is in their ear telling them wrongly that, man, you don't want to go to Memphis, man. Memphis don't have anything going on, even though we're putting dudes in the NFL, even though you are playing on national television. But you're not on, you know, Sports Center, like Herman was said. You don't get the da-da-da-da-da-da too often, you know. So that's what it is, man. It's a lot of people talk down about Memphis football. Like I said, they love Memphis basketball. But that's what they've been growing up hearing about other schools, about the SEC. So I think that's why, even though Mike works his butt off, man, he has great relationship with these coaches, with the parents, with the players. But that's just a hard thing to swallow, man. And then when you go on these SEC campuses, man, you know, like I said, they're cutting at least $30 million checks every year. I mean, they're just building off the – and this stuff is just so plush. And they get sucked in with that, man. So I think that's a big reason why.
How good do you think Memphis will be this year?
You know what, man? That's a good question. I think they could still be – well, we could still be extremely good, and it doesn't really I think with Brady White, man, watching even him and David Moore, but with Brady White, I'm not impressed with really his long down the field throwing. But if he can be smart and be cerebral, man, hit the tight end, get some shots down the hash, some outs, so we can keep 8 people out the box, because we got a 3-4 headed monster, man, in the backfield with that running game. And you know me, I'm always loving right. running back. So if we can do that, man, I can see us still being, you know, no worse than 9-3 again.
And then finally, Penny still killing it, and this is no surprise to you.
Oh, man, heck no, man. I mean, they love him, and he loves them, and he loves the city, man. So, no, man, I'm not surprised at all, man. My dude is taking care of business, and that's what he does.
All right, Doc. Enjoy. The doubleheader is tonight. Is that? I mean, it's a Friday night.
Saturday night.
Cordova versus Southwind, Whitehaven versus Ridgeway, and you can catch it on CW30. Thanks very much, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Yep. That is the great Doc Holliday. He is, he's not shy with his opinions, is he?
No, we've had a very opinionated show today.
Yeah, I know. I love Doc. I think he's great. I don't always agree. I very clearly don't always agree, but, like,
he did offer explanations for everything.
He lives it. And honestly, the idea I never would have imagined. When I asked him what level of football he liked best, and he comes up with Pee-wee because his mom got to watch him. His mom, who died at age 12.
And we had no idea that answer was coming.
I had no idea I knew Pee-wee was coming. Who would have imagined Pee-wee? And then it was because he lost his mom at age 12. People, man, they have lives and they have stories, and I'm always interested to hear them. We got to take a break. Back in a minute. Jeff Kalkicher, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Bob Kessling of the Ball Network. Tennessee opens the 2018 football season on Saturday, September the 1st. Coach Jeremy Pruitt leads the Volunteers into Charlotte to face West Virginia. Our coverage of the game starts with a kickoff call-in show at 1 and a game to follow at 2:30. Tennessee and West Virginia, Saturday, September the 1st, here on your home of the ball. 92.9 FM ESPN.
These days, it's all you hear out of Congress: fighting, partisanship, and gridlock. But while Washington politicians bicker, Phil Bredesen gets things done. As governor, Bredesen saved Tennessee from what the Nashville Tennessean called a financial tailspin. And the Jackson Sun praised him for, quote, moving Tennessee in the right direction. He worked with Republicans and Democrats to balance 8 budgets without raising sales taxes and no new income tax. And Bredesen made Tennessee one of the best states in America for new jobs, like the Volkswagen plant, which has brought over $1 billion to Tennessee's economy, and Nissan's headquarters for all of North America. Good-paying jobs and balanced budgets without raising sales taxes. Phil Bredesen gets things done. Paid for by Majority Forward, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. www.majorityforward.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal 3-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal 3-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy 3 courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items, like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved at your table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Ductless systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi Ductless systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Academy Sports and Outdoors is throwing a college football kickoff on Saturday, August 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at their Memphis location, located at 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase. Enjoy food samples from B&B Charcoal, hot deals on tailgating items, plus gift cards for the first 50 customers supporting their college colors and more. Come meet College Football Hall of Famer Johnny Rowland from 12 to 1 p.m. Academy Sports and Outdoors, 7926 Giacosa Place at Wolf Chase. For all college football fans, for less, come see Saturday.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Instead of waiting on a good day,
I have an important clarification that I'm not sure we've been clear about on this Robert Irwin Jewelers thing, right? You want free jewelry. Everyone wants free jewelry.
Yes.
And the deal has been, we know that last year, like, basically, the whole city got free jewelry when a certain kickoff was returned for a
touchdown. Even Ole Miss fans.
Even Ole Miss fans at Robert Irwin Jewelers. This year, Howie's doing something a little bit different. You go in between the 20th and the 30th, make your purchase, and you pick 25 college football games. You get free jewelry. Your jewelry will be free. Not if you pick all 25 right. But if anyone between the 20th and 30th picks all 25 right. So the more of you who do this, get in there, take your shot, buy your diamond rings, the better the chances are.
Go team, go.
Go team. Now, instead of pitting people against you, it really is it's a team-building exercise. It's literally anyone does picks the all 25 right, then everybody gets the free jewelry. He's not just giving away free jewelry. He's building esprit de corps within the city of Memphis. That is Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Of course, there's all kinds of reason to go to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Anyway, locally owned and operated, bigger and brighter diamonds. Only 5 to 10% of the diamonds that Howie looks at, and he looks at them all himself, ends up in the store. Honestly, because when you walk in there and you ask about it, it's like unlike any experience I've seen before, where they basically will tell you, no, you do not have to spend 17 months of pay on your diamond ring. And yes, I will talk to you about buying diamonds on the internet and why it makes sense or doesn't make sense. It demystifies everything, honestly. There's all kinds of free financing options which allow you to pay over time for as little as 0% interest. All kinds of reasons to do it. But if you go in between the 20th and the 30th, and any of you pick these 25 games, you will get the jewelry for free. Four locations for RI Jewelers. Go to rijewelers.com. They got the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended across from Novel Bookstore, Stage Road and Highway 64 in the Bartlett Town Center next to Kroger, Wolf Chase Gallery Mall, and South Lake Center in South Haven, Mississippi. Remember, you're all in it together. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
A couple things. I thought a reader suggested a foodstuff that everybody likes that I hate.
Okay.
But I don't hate it, but I think it's so wildly overrated that I come close to hating it.
Yep.
Bob Stewart pointed this out, our listener. The moon pie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that.
The moon pie. just totally worthless piece of blech. And so that would fit under that category. And then secondly, the other part of this Ohio State thing that I don't think we paid adequate attention to was how absolutely appalling the Ohio State fans were in the face of all of this. Most obviously, one Matthew Lowry. Did you see Matthew Lowry's fine tweet to Brett McMurphy?
No, please do. Enlighten me.
Matthew Lowry.
Mm-hmm.
To Brett McMurphy.
Ah. To Brett with love.
You deserve a bullet in your head and in your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to get him fired. How does it feel? He's still at Ohio State. Effing C. The whole city of Columbus is coming for your ass. We're going to kill you.
What a lovely day.
Now, everyone in Columbus was not that.
Yes.
Too many were on that side. And the overwhelming majority were prepared and wanted their university to sacrifice anything resembling integrity in the interest of winning football games. And at least one thinks that Brett McMurphy deserves a bullet in his head and chest. It was a shameful, shameful result. It was a shameful, shameful press conference. And the fans behaved just as badly as the university. Really disgraceful moment for college football and for the Ohio State University. What's next?
Here's the bite of the day.
Well, Jeff, I don't know if you got to catch it on Tuesday night, but on Hard Knocks, we were introduced to Bob Wiley. And Bob Wiley is the offensive line coach for the Cleveland Browns. And I got to tell you, Jeff, straight up.
He's got some thoughts on stretching.
He didn't disappoint. Here's a football guy's football guy.
Stretch is way overrated. Did you know World War I, World War II, all those guys that fought in that war? They did push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, climbed the rope, and ran. But none of this fancy s***, okay? Right? And they won two world wars. Two world wars by doing jumping jacks,
really.
Push-ups, and sit-ups. Two world wars. You think they were worried when they're running across Normandy about stretching? Are you kidding me?
A few people might have pulled a hammy.
Well, let me see. Give me my rubber band so I can stretch to run across that beach. You got to be kidding me.
Most surprising
hilarious.
Part of the day, though,
fantastic.
We got to see Bob Wiley's car. He drives like a Maserati two-door, like, sports car. Like, that was the most shocking thing I had seen. He hit football guy bingo there, by the way. He complained about stretching, toughness. Also, he was a big animal guy. Cannot say enough good things about Bob Wiley.
What is next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Joe Theismann is going to join the program 11:25 for Joe on the program. Eric Hasseltine today in studio. Ryan Glasspiegel, Bill Bender, who was in Columbus for all of the proceedings in, I should say, for Ohio State. He's going to join him at 3:25. I'll be hosting the Gary Parrish Show. Huge Gary Parrish Show today. Gary going to join live by the phone. The Minister of Defense, Tim Howard himself, will join the program at 4:45. Jeff, of course, at 5. John Martin, 5:25.
You had Eric Hasseltine challenging me to a duel in basketball yesterday.
No, I did not.
Did you see that?
I saw there was the challenge.
There was something, I think it was, you know what it was? It was because I ran, lapped him.
Yes.
In the 5K.
Yes, three times.
Three times that, like, all of a sudden he wants to play me in basketball. Mm-hmm. He would crush me in basketball.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I know.
I would not do that.
But in the
wing eating contest, mm-hmm. maybe.
But y'all are on the same. Y'all are on the same route, running the same race.
Now he was pushing a child.
Jeff,
that's a technicality.
Yes, exactly.
That's a technicality. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Our work here is done.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
If you're looking for a home to purchase these days, it almost seems like everything that meets your needs in the area and price range you're searching in is gone, sold, disappeared. Yes, the inventory has been low in a number of different hot spots, but there's still hope. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. And while I sell a lot of homes, my team and I also work with buyers in navigating the tricky path of buying a home, whether it's your first or your fifth. You can watch online like everyone else does, and then find out the house you're interested in is already under contract or sold due to your using an unreliable website. Talk to me about how to overcome a multiple offer situation like often happens today. And find out why people often say that when you want the job done, all shell done. Call or email me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now and get started on the right path.
Football season is here, and you know what that means.
Don't tell me Robert Irwin Jewelers is giving away another $200,000 this year.
Well, I'm hoping so, and that's a reason why we're launching the Perfect Pick'em Contest.
I can't believe you're doing it again. It happened last year. What is the Pick'em Contest?
If any qualified customer scores a perfect pick'em and beats the point spread, every qualified customer scores a full refund, but you gotta make a purchase between now and the 30th.
I can't believe you're doing it again.
Complete rules and details in-store or online at rijewelers.com.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.